Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website
that our network is scared for us to name for legal reasons, but you know which one it is.
All of the posts you hear our characters read are word-for-word real posts from this neighborhood website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. This episode's guest is played by Mary Sohn. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any post you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen.
Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of The Neighborhood Listen.
We have a Season 2.
Can you believe it?
I mean, it's very exciting, but I'll tell you what, you guys all, you clamored for it. We got your emails, people stopped me in the grocery store, on the street.
The excitement was palpable.
It was.
You could touch it, and people, it was fun to meet people from the neighborhood that I hadn't met before, and people saying, I listened to the show, and I'm glad you're talking about Dignity Falls to a wide audience.
Yes.
And I love living here, and I love having neighbors.
Who was that guy?
Well, that was a fellow. He had an urgent air to him.
He sure did.
I saw him at the pharmacy.
like a used car salesman with a real agenda.
He was doing that politician thing where he doesn't do a thumbs up.
Like a little Jeopardy clicker.
He was doing a Jeopardy clicker at me.
Yeah.
Before we go any further.
I know. We should introduce ourselves. We might have new listeners.
Exactly. I hope we do.
Sure hope we do. For the new year.
Well, for the Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Burnt. So that's Burnt Mia Payday.
My name is... Okay. Happy New Year to new listeners and old listeners alike.
Mm-hmm.
Not just elderly listeners, but previous listeners.
I think they know what you meant. Although the elderly listeners probably didn't know what you meant.
You know what? And rest in peace to those listeners who died.
Oh, dear. Have we lost a few?
Well, there may have been there may have been elderly listeners who didn't make it to the new year.
And we were the last thing they heard.
Wow. I hadn't even thought about that, but that's well, can you what, imagine?
Well, if you're infirm, what else are you going to do? Listen to a podcast.
Oh, boy, imagine that being the last thing you hear. Even if you like a podcast, is it what you want to be the very last thing you hear?
I'm not sure. Although, Burnt, your voice, boy, that would be nice to send me off into the ever after.
That's...
Now,
that's that guy's name. Okay.
You go.
Here's who we are. We are your hosts for this look at the neighborhood of Dignity Falls.
Correct.
Which is where we live. My name is Burnt Mia Payday. I am one of your hosts. I am also a pharmacist at the CVS.
And I am Joan Pedestrian. And I not to toot my own horn, but I did get Best Realtor of 2019. Just say.
That's correct. And it is no surprise. And 2020 looks to be more of the same.
Well, we're from your ear, from your lips.
From my ears to my lips.
I did it backwards. That's a short trip.
From my ears to my lips, I heard the good things about you, and I'm saying them out loud.
I wanted it to go longer. I meant for it to be a longer trip. I did that wrong. I had the anatomy all backwards.
From my lower GI, I feel it.
I meant for it to go to God's ears, not just through your sinus cavity.
I see. Further in a grander sense than just the landscape of my internal
Correct.
Organs.
Correct. I just got the saying wrong. That's what happened.
Understood.
And for those of you also that don't know, my husband Doug is our engineer, and believe it or not, Doug is in the pantry today.
Oh, yes. Doug is in different places.
Yes.
Recording the show. I don't recall why that is, but...
It doesn't matter anymore.
It certainly doesn't matter anymore. I think a reason was established. Perhaps Doug remembers.
Sonic reasons.
Why they changed the whole look of Sonic.
The Hedgehog?
Yes. People were unhappy with the way he looked. And then for Sonic reasons, and they had to change him.
The things people get worked up about.
Right? There are more important things in the world than whether Sonic has human teeth
or not. Exactly. Doug is in the pantry because we One of my Christmas gifts was, you know, I don't have time to do things. And one of the things is the pantry. Now, look, I have, Doug can attest to this. I don't know if you've seen me in action, Burnt, but I cannot open things. I'm a disaster.
I can attest to this.
Looks like a raccoon has gone through and torn asunder a cardboard box. I try. I see the tab. I see what I'm supposed to do. I have very, very small hands, like unusually small.
That's why you can't open jars.
I can't open jars because I barely get the surface
area. You just don't have the wingspan.
You know, I don't. Or the strength. I have very weak, small hands.
You got to stop. You use one nail to try to get it open.
I have a special smaller steering wheel.
You do have very.
You've seen it.
I have seen it.
It looks like a spare tire.
It looks like the donut tire.
It looks like the donut. Yeah.
You have. And it's, what's funny is your arms are very toned.
Thank you.
But the strength ends at the wrist.
I used to be very self-conscious about it. But you know what? I make do. When I shake a lot of hands as a realtor. So it's a little bit. I get a little bit nervous sometimes. And sometimes I get hurt when people do a real strong handshake. Oh,
well, look, you don't have to be a realtor with small hands to experience that. There's a lot of people that don't know how handshakes work. And sometimes they'll start shaking too soon and they crush your fingers before your hand even gets all the way in there.
Yes, that is so true.
It's too true.
So I agree. It's too true. So trying to get through a box and a cereal box is a nightmare for me. Forget it. And what I really, really want is, you know, you put all this stuff, you go to the container store, you pour everything into those Tupperwares, and then you have to worry about it. But I just don't have time. And Doug said,
Then you do have to worry about it, or you don't have to worry?
I don't have to worry about opening all of it, right?
You had a head of steam going, and I thought, you put all the things in Tupperware, and then you have to worry about
it. Oh, no, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Right? Definitely, Tupperware equals no worry.
Right.
For me. So what he said is that he could just, while he records, he's setting up the stuff. He's doing the Cheerios and the well, I don't know, what is Jalipe's weird-ass granola hemp something? My daughter eats the weirdest food right now. She's on a whole kick. How's it going in there, Doug?
Great. I'm through about a dozen boxes already.
We eat a lot of cereal in this house.
It's nice I get a treat along with it. I can eat myself.
Oh, what are you eating? Are you enjoying something?
I'm eating one of these hemp fig things.
Hemp fig things.
Jalipes. Yeah.
She's on a real
nonsense?
Yeah.
Jalipe is, of course,
my teenage daughter. One more year, and then she's supposedly gone. We'll see.
How are the twins? I haven't seen them. They're off to school now.
They're fine. Yeah, they're thinking of doing a study abroad, but I just think they want to go hook up with European chicks. I really don't know that there's any motivation behind it other than that.
This is Madden Fresh.
Correct. Yeah, let's go with that.
And they are thick as thieves, these boys.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're tight, but they're also to each other, but they're also massively thick.
Thick with two C's.
They're both on bulks. Oh God. Thank God they're out of the house.
Are they on bulks?
I've been in a house when two teenage boys are having bulks, and it is not okay. The air is very thick.
You know, you have to be careful with bulks because you could go too far with it.
You can.
And then before you know it, people are calling you Mr. Bulks.
Oh, it's true. It's too true. So here's what we do. If you don't know what we do, other than have a great, really great time.
We have a great time. We catch up. And then we turn our focus to the neighborhood.
Yes. Oh, but really quickly, speaking of catch up, Burnt, how is your Murphy bed situation?
Murphy bed is still not functioning. I know.
What?
I've talked to my landlord about it. He said the guy that used to service the beds in the building has
passed
on.
There was a person who serviced the beds?
Yes, there was a one of the last Murphy bedsmen in America.
It was a very honored profession.
Yeah, and you know, obviously there used to be more, and he was pretty much in retirement, but he would service our building. And
he's like the one blind man who tunes pianos.
Is that from an anime?
No. It's just sometimes I forget that people have. Sometimes I forget people haven't had the life experiences that I have. In college, if I have any of my friends from my alma mater listening, they'll get this.
Slippery Rock University, Pennsylvania.
In Slippery Rock University. Go Tadpoles. My music school, it had a beautiful building that had all these pianos in music in practice rooms, and it was they were tuned by a blind man, and I always found that charming.
It's like something out of a fairy tale.
Right? Thank
yes,
you.
Absolutely.
So it just it seems sort of old fashioned and also like magical and lovely, and that just is what I thought of when I thought of the Murphy Bedsman.
Right. Well, he was not his name was Frank, and he was not blind. He was racist.
Oh.
But he
isn't that the same thing?
He, and as he got older, it got worse. he wouldn't monitor his thoughts anymore. He had no internal dialogue. It was all external. Mm. And I was wondering why we hadn't seen him or heard any of his epithets for a while. And it turns out he had passed on.
Oh.
He got lung cancer.
Oh, dear.
And that went into remission. And then he fell down some stairs. Some people say that he was knocked down the stairs by an owl.
What?
Yes. I don't think that's true.
What a wild rumor.
It's a strange theory. I don't think it's
true.
How
would that even work?
People are saying an owl got in there. This is his son who, of course, inherited everything from Frank. His son said an owl got in there and knocked him down the stairs because, you know, when an owl comes at you, there's a lot going on. Big wings flapping.
Guess.
The head's turning all the way around.
Yes.
And you're fighting. You're flailing around, and it's very easy to fall down the stairs, from what I understand.
Oh, I guess. It sounds like something someone who pushed the person down the stairs would say to cover it up.
But that's not for me to say.
Okay.
Not for me to say. Anyway.
Well, anyways, what we do here is we go on the Neighbor app, which is, of course, if you haven't downloaded it, go ahead, because it's you can look up your own neighborhood's
goings-on. It's a free app.
Mm-hmm. And so we review the posts, and sometimes we bring in people that either posted or people that are posted about, and see if we can get to know these friends and neighbors, or also get to the bottom of an issue.
Exactly, right. Because sometimes there's questions, and we want to provide answers. Sometimes there's answers, and we want to provide questions.
Well, let's be honest. Sometimes I just want to gripe about some of these posts because
Of
them, and in the case of this one I'm about to read
yes,
right now.
Yes, please.
All right. So this one comes from Elliot, and it just says babysitting. Hi, my name is Elliot Bolt, and I am looking for any opportunities to watch over children. I have lots of experience, and I am CPR certified and basic first aid trainer. He's missing an article there, but we'll not judge that. Please message me if you need anybody to watch over your kids. I'm able to pick them up from school as well. Listen, I have a real problem with the phrase watch over.
Yeah, twice he used it.
This comes across to me as like a post from, you know, like a vampire who's trying to sound like a regular human, trying to get children into his, you know, lair or something that, that you know, I want to watch over your children. I feel like that's how it should be read, this post. Or like an alien who's like, I'm supposed to say things like this to try to sound human.
Ooh, I like that theory.
Who says watch over and twice? No one says that anymore.
No,
am I crazy?
No, it's very strange that he used it twice. If he said it once, okay, that's fine. And then he switches it up next time. He says, if you're looking for someone to mind your children.
But mind
maybe,
is a little
maybe
old-fashioned
mind
as well.
Sounds a little too harsh.
It sounds, like, that sounds Mary Poppish. Poppish? That sounds very
sounds
Poppins-ish
Mary Poppish.
To me.
Poppinsian. Mm-hmm. It sounds very Mary Poppinsian. What if he had said, you know what watchover puts me in mind of?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the Family Circus cartoon?
Of course I do.
Strip?
Oh, yes.
And sometimes the grandparents would appear as ghosts.
Oh, I do not remember that.
Yeah, they often the
I'm what?
The grandparents, I don't know why, the children never aged. No one ever aged.
That's
but
true.
The grandparents did die in the Family Circus.
They did?
Yes, and they came back frequently as ghosts, happily watching over the children.
That the children see and not the parents or everyone sees
I don't think that anyone saw them except the reader.
Oh, I see. It's just the spirits of the grandparents watching over.
Yes. There were many ghosts in the Family Circus. There were the grandparents. There was Not Me and Ida No.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember those?
Okay. I'm going to be honest. I didn't really read it as frequently as maybe it sounds
well,
you did.
Well, it was one panel. So, very, very low commitment, Joan.
Listen, I was an handicap person.
Myself. Oh, he'd get into those fights. He'd be at the pub drinking Guinness, and then he'd get into a big cloud.
I know.
And you know, in the early days, they used to depict him as a spousal abuser.
Oh.
And then they took that part out.
I think that's best.
Yeah.
So you were going to say it reminds you of the ghost grandparents because
Watching over in the family circus.
Oh yes, that's another thing.
The ghost grandparents just watching.
Yeah, that makes it more sound like perhaps this poster is a spirit from the other world. I'm being silly. I'm not really serious.
But Joan, what if it is?
Oh. Do you believe in that stuff? I mean, because listen, Doug, for a while, we thought that Doug's grandmother was haunting us.
Mm. Was she?
Well, I don't know. It was weird because every time every time we were having a good time
sex.
In bed. Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't going to do that, but fine.
I didn't want people to think you were doing a jigsaw puzzle or something.
The TV would come on downstairs and it'd be Wheel of Fortune. Every time Wheel of Fortune, which is his grandma's favorite.
Grandmothers love Wheel of Fortune.
Love Wheel of Fortune.
I wonder, now I don't believe necessarily in ghosts. I believe in energy.
Oh, okay.
I think that energy can be neither created nor destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And that, the energy that we are has to go somewhere.
That's true.
And who's to say it's not turning on your TV for Wheel of Fortune?
I guess so. Although it's just so strange because it didn't matter what time of day it is. It was Wheel of Fortune. So it's almost like the TV is haunted.
That does sound like the TV is haunted.
Okay.
Because even if you have all the cable channels.
Right. You can't always find Wheel of Fortune.
You can always
find Big Bang Theory.
You can always find that. Do you remember when Pat Sajak had his own talk show?
I do not.
Nah, no one else does either. Well, Joan, we have to take a break.
We do.
And hopefully during the break, there'll be an advertisement of some sort.
Oh, sure.
And again, if you want to advertise on our show, send us a voice recording, as many people have done, and we'll splice it into the episode.
Yeah, Doug will. He's very good at splicing.
I shouldn't have said we.
Splice will be Doug.
What's the dice part?
It seems like maybe it goes first dice and splice, right? Because dice is cutting.
Right.
And then splice is
that makes sense. Right, is that right. What you meant, Doug?
Okay, whatever you say.
Oh, that's his over it tone. Oh boy, we've hit it. Oh no.
All right, well, I think we really should take a break now. When we return, we will have a guest right here on The Neighborhood Listen.
Hi, this is Ken Ham, Free Ham Radio. Attention, hams. I have an old low-band Kenwood 520S boat anchor and tuner that probably needs 6146s. RX is fine. Anybody want it? No takers. And it won't go to the curb next week. If you know all those terms that I used, then you know that this is a good deal. But I will throw it in the trash if you don't want it. Again, it's a low-band Kenwood 520S boat anchor and tuner. Probably needs 6146s. RX is fine. This is Ken M. saying 10-4 over and out. Good hammies.
Welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. Well, it is that time of the show where we have a guest.
We do.
We have contacted. Look, here's what we do. We read the posts. If we find a post interesting enough, we feel like there's more there, we will contact the person. Does anyone else hear noise?
I think so. Is it our guest?
Did something get spliced or diced?
Or diced or spliced.
Okay.
Would you?
What we do is we contact the person, invite them to appear on the show, and today is no different.
Correct. Would you like to read this post,
I'll
or would you like
post.
Me to do it?
Okay. I'll read the post as it's written.
That's it's from perfect. Oh, it's from Barbara.
This post comes to us from Barbara. Subject line, and this is a real grabber. Person was killed. The post continues. I'm going to read this as written.
Yeah, as written.
Someone was walking in behind them. A suspect killed this person. That is all I know. Not safe these streets anymore. Always look around you when walking or just being outside. BG.
Oh, I see. BG are her, is her initials. I thought it was maybe one of the new.
Oh, I thought it was like a sign like off. Like a
new or something.
Be good.
The kids say, yeah, be good. Or, yeah, I have no idea. Be ground. I be grounded. Couldn't think of it.
Be grounded. Stay inside. Be grounded.
So I am very confused. I don't. We wanted to know more, obviously.
Yes.
So we invited her Barbara. Here. Mm-hmm, and she's here in my kitchen right now. Please welcome Barbara.
It's not safe anywhere you go. Everywhere you look is dangerous.
Oh. Everywhere you look is dangerous?
Everywhere you look?
And as I'm always saying, be good, be grounded, but you can't when you're not looking.
Wait, so what did the BG, was it your initials or was it something
else? It changes every day.
What was it then?
That one was be grafted.
Be grafted? Be grafted. Like a skin graft?
Like a gum.
Like a gum.
Oh, a gum graft. Oh, I had a gum graft once. Ugh.
Did you really?
Oh, yes. I was getting, the gum was receding on the bottom part of my tooth. Mm-hmm. That's where you get the phrase long in the tooth, because when people get older, their gums recede. But I had that in my 30s. Can you imagine? So then you either have bank tissue, which is someone else's dead tissue. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. Or they scrape it off the roof of your mouth. Sorry, trigger warning for anybody with issues. Doug threw up when he saw the roof of my mouth. So.
Which did you
In fact, he's probably throwing up right now because I mentioned it. Sorry, honey. Trigger warning. You okay?
I'm okay. Just tell me next time.
He threw up. That's his throw up voice. I could tell. Yeah. So they cut a square in the roof of your mouth.
Well, that's what you did. You didn't do the
oh, absolutely the dead not. Tissue. Yeah, I didn't need zombie tissue. And they sew it onto your and then it grafts.
For a second, I was wondering if you got some of my tissue because I had proceeding gums, and it got to the point where it was just like a tiny thin line of tooth, like a lot of gum.
I have never heard of that. Wow. Bert, you have the coolest things happen to you.
I don't know if that was cool, but anyway, so Barbara.
Did you have a gum graft? Is that why you said?
I did my own gum graft.
You did your own?
It's a bit of a DIY. I went to Panera's, and I got a soup, but it was burning hot. And then on the top of the mouth, I took it out, and I grafted it myself with a protractor.
Did you need a gum graft?
No, I said, well, this is just for my own safe mind keeping.
So it is true. You do talk like you write without really any kind of punctuation. It just sort of whatever word comes to your brain.
I need to let the folks know. So if I'm going to say individual poison, I'm just going to keep going and let them know.
Did you say individual poison?
That's one of my other posts. Individual poison. Person was killed.
So now...
Yeah, now talk about this person who was killed, yes, but you said you didn't know much more information, so what did you actually find out?
There was a person, and they were walking,
right.
And then there was a suspect,
yes.
And they were walking behind him, and all I know is that they got killed.
Right.
So basically
okay,
just what you wrote, that's what again.
You wrote. So where did you hear this, or...
Well, I heard something outside my door, so I walked out there, and I said, oh, it's just my cat. Oh, she's such a bitch. But then I saw a person walking by with a gray sweatshirt on, and then I saw another person, and he fell to the ground.
So,
you're and I saying, said, on his own?
Well, I'm guessing because from the other guy behind him. I said, sir or ma'am. They did not respond. They ran off.
But did you see the one person strike or hit or touch in any way the other person?
No, just a close follow. And we all know what that means.
What does that mean?
Stomach strangle from behind.
Stomach strangle?
I can say none of you all have read any war novels. It's a classic war move.
What is the move?
You see the whites of your opponent's eyes, and then you go from the back and you squeeze them as tight as you can, right in the rib.
Wait a second. You see the whites of their eyes, then you get behind them?
It's a quick one, too.
It sounds like just a hug.
Well, I will say it has caused a lot of drama in my extended family.
A stomach strangle?
Yeah, because I just want to hug my nephews. Is that okay?
I mean, it is, but it sounds like maybe you're trying to do something else.
Yes,
I'm not, but all my extended family thinks I'm going in for the stomach strangle. Why would I do that to my nephew?
Are they saying that specifically? Like, hey, you're trying to stomach strangle them.
They say, BB, what are you doing? And I say, I'm hugging my nephews from behind.
Now, BB, are those your initials?
Well, I'm Barbara Braun. Barbara Braun. Braun is my middle name. This is my mother's maiden name. Barbara Braun.
Barbara Braun.
Barbara Braun.
That's hard to say.
It is hard to say. You know, it's like, it reminds me of that song, Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys, where they're clearly saying Barbara Ann.
Exactly.
They're not saying Barbara Ann
at
all.
No, they say ba-ba-ba. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, interesting, that was my dad's favorite song.
Oh, really?
And so he said, well, what should we name the our daughter? And he said, Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-Braun. Okay, my mom heard it as Braun, so that's why her maiden name is Barbara Braun.
Right, because
I've heard that name before. That's my name. Oh, okay. Ah, family stories.
So what I'm understanding is you were walking down the street, you saw someone follow someone closely, that person fell. Did you try to get help? Did you call 911 or did you leave a man or a woman lying in the street?
Oh, does that sound like something I would do?
I don't know you.
Well, it's true. We are meeting you for the first time, Barbara.
So I'm not going to make that judgment either way.
Just based on my face, though. And
well,
the
your
soft
face,
curls.
Your face is very, your hair is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Your face is very impassive.
It is. It very much is. It doesn't really, you're not very expressive.
Well, I'm going to give you smiley. What do you think now?
Oh.
I can't.
Nothing
your
has
eyebrows
changed.
Moved.
Well, my eyes are smiling.
So you're saying you're smizing.
I'm smizing.
I see.
Okay. But that's not what you did, what did you do?
I said, person. That guy just kept going. And then the person on the ground was just laying there. So I just yelled out, individual, citizen, nothing. So I just watched.
So when you were yelling person, that was the suspect.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're yelling individual citizen, that was the person lying
victim.
On the ground.
Right.
The victim.
How long did you watch?
Oh, I watched until sundown. And so I started at sun up.
So this happened in broad daylight.
Yeah. The streets are not safe.
I'm not sure that that's what it was. That person could have just died of a heart attack and needed you to maybe, forgive me, help, not watch.
Well, I believe it's an old proverb. If you watch, you're helping.
Is it?
If you want your help.
I'm not familiar with that one. I do know that Aesop told us assistance, not advice, in a crisis.
Oh, that's good. I don't know.
So if you see somebody in a bad situation,
I didn't know he did sayings. I just thought he did all the cute animal stories.
I did. Here's the thing. I read a book of Aesop's fables when I was a child that my sister had given me. And at the end of not all of the fables, but some of the fables, there would be a little summation. Telling
really?
You, here's what this was about.
Oh, yes, in case you were too stupid to get it.
Yeah. But not all of them. Uh-huh. Some were like, this was obvious.
Uh-huh, right.
But there was one about someone, you know, guy being stuck in a lake or something, and another guy from the shore saying he shouldn't have got stuck in that lake. And, you know, and the summation was advice.
That was assistance. That used car salesman again.
You know, I'm not gifted with voices like you are, Joan. You are, of course, you're star of the stage, and I'm just a pharmacist.
That is not true. That's not at all true. And you should have seen it. He did end up doing Santa Claus, and you were brilliant.
I did. I came out of retirement. I did Santa Claus.
It was brilliant. He did a great voice for it. Anyways, I'm sorry to be getting away from
you,
Barbara.
No, I loved it. I loved that.
So please tell me that.
There he is. I love it.
Yeah, it was. It's interesting. You went with a instead of a ho ho ho.
Was I not doing ho ho ho?
I know.
Let me try it again.
Well, now you sound like you're a mustachioed man.
Oh, perish the thought to have a mustache in this day and age. It's
not safe.
Barbara,
it's not safe.
I'm so concerned that you left someone lying on the ground at the end of the day. Is
well,
that what
for
happened?
Hours.
I'll tell you what. I read an article in Time magazine that said, don't call the police because you don't know what kind of background the suspect or the person might have. So actually, that escalates things.
That makes no sense.
I know.
Yeah, I guess I wish I'd read that article because I
feel
like. It
was in Time magazine.
I believe you. I certainly believe you.
I want to believe you. But again, to my point, what happened when you left? Was there a person on the ground still when you left?
Well, then I forgot I had some chili on the stove. So I said, oh, dang it, I'd love to watch. I left my cat on the porch. I checked on my chili, and when I came back, somebody had moved the fella.
So it was a man.
It was a man.
Who was the victim?
Yes. And how did you figure that out?
Well, I looked at his, you know, like a hairline. Like guys have a different hairline than gals.
Right. Sure.
Right. And he was wearing one of those big ball caps. And I looked underneath there and I said, oh, this is a receipt.
When did you look underneath? You actually approached him.
You inspected this person lying on the ground?
Well, I needed to see if it was a guy or gal.
That was the only reason you could have been checking to see if he was alive or not.
Oh, sure. Oh, dang it.
So,
hindsight. You know, gee.
If
I
only.
Goofed it.
Well, but so you couldn't tell if the person, could you tell if the person just from being that close was dead or alive?
Well, I did the finger test where you put the finger under someone's nose. And he sounded like he had a cold. So
he was breathing.
I think.
And so when you assessed that.
I'm sorry.
I know. I mean,
it sounded like he had a cold. Did you feel any breath on your finger? Well,
that's my point. It wasn't just wet or not wet. No, I'm sorry.
Wet.
Breathing or not breathing, but it was wet. So I was like,
nose?
Oh, yeah. It's a bit of a drip.
Oh, so he was alive.
I mean, I hope.
Barbara,
this is not safe.
You keep saying that, and I'm not sure that that's the issue. Is that anything
just to recap.
Yeah.
So you heard a noise.
Mm-hmm.
You walked out in front of your house.
Mm-hmm.
You observed a person walking very close to the behind another person.
Too close.
The person in the lead drops to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The other person keeps walking.
Mm-hmm.
You watched this person lying on the ground for a matter of hours. You stuck your finger under their nose, found that it was wet, remembered you had chili on the stove, and went back inside.
That's right.
And you did not call the police because of an article in Time magazine, but you did post here on the Neighbor app.
Well, what if you had tickets?
Tickets?
To what?
Well, I'm saying, like, if people have, like, tickets to the show, the big show, I just wouldn't want to ruin that.
How would this ruin that?
Well, I just don't like to mess with other people's business. I just like to let them know. I like to generally spray news out there, and how everyone wants to take it, they take it.
I guess that's the concern, is that this is kind of an alarmist post, and it has people thinking that things aren't safe, when really I think what you might have witnessed is someone, who knows, they could be narcoleptic, it could have been a heart attack, they could have, I don't know, had a stroke, a seizure, any of these things that would require help.
Could have been somebody taking a nap.
I guess it could have been someone taking a nap.
I mean, that's far-fetched, of course, but it's not entirely impossible.
It's not. So
that's my point. Maybe they were just napping.
Oh, but you said person was killed,
yes,
not person was napping.
You sure. did not say.
Very
you
different.
Didn't even allow for the possibility that the person was
you
alive.
You went straight to killed.
You said they were killed.
Oh, I'm sorry,
killed.
Your Honor.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay, Barbara.
The defense rests, I guess.
All right. All right, you're right. We don't mean to put you on blast, as the kids say.
Well,
right.
I feel blasted.
Really swiveled around and looked at me when you said that.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. You're just across from me, Bert.
It's true.
And a lot of times you're next to me, and so I don't actually get to make this person-to-person contact with you.
Well, Barbara, I boy, I mean, this is raised more questions than it's answered.
No, you're telling me.
What do you mean? What?
I feel so.
What are you confused about?
Well, I just, to be honest, I'm like, oh, this is the feeling of when I did my self-graft. Oh, God, I'm dizzy. When I did my self-graft, you remember.
Yeah.
I mean, we did kind of, I wish we had more time because
I do too.
I'd love to ask more about
well, I'll see you at the Panera's. Guys, we'll see you at the Panera's and I'll get you a soup. But we'll talk
you'll
about
get
it
a,
then.
Like, you work there or you'll buy us one?
I'm a greeter.
There's a Panera greeter?
I'm a greeter.
That's new.
Mm-hmm. And I don't get a full discount, but a little one.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Are you... Did you opt to do this on your own, or were you hired?
Oh, a little bit from column A, column B.
So they are giving you a discount.
They give me a little bit.
A little discount.
10% tax.
Okay.
But I'm not getting the full employee Benny.
Well, I'll just say this, Barbara.
Okay.
Maybe next time, And we're just trying to keep, I do think Dignity Falls is a fairly safe neighborhood.
And I
just want to caution posters against rumor mongering or starting fear spreading for no reason whatsoever.
Exactly.
So maybe take a little bit of care before you post your next post. And if you think something has happened, I would just be very, very sure before you say something like the streets aren't safe, a person was killed. Those are very big statements to make.
And inflammatory.
They're inflammatory. Yes. That's right. Thank
this
you.
This is what I'm saying. You know, if you think something, think something.
Yeah.
Did you think something? Something,
if you think something,
think
something.
Well, there you have it.
Okay. Another classic sign off from Barbara.
Thanks, Barbara.
Barbara, thank you.
What does the BG
here.
Stand for today?
Be good to your family.
So we're sort of coloring outside the lines with today's BG.
I like to have fun.
Sure. But I like the sentiment, Barbara. I like the
it's
sentiment.
A great
Thank
sentiment.
You.
All right. Well, everyone be safe out there. We will return with our final segment of The Neighborhood Listen.
Katie here. Major Purge. Decorative diamond paperweight. Easter decor. Outdoor sign and vases. All items $1, including the actual diamond paperweight. Doesn't matter. Don't care. Dollar each.
Welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. Wow, Barbara.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's interesting learning more about the people in our neighborhood. I'll just say that.
Yes, I would say she's no, as far as crime busting goes, she's no Miss Marple.
That is accurate.
Or Bones?
Miss Jessica Fletcher.
Right, from Murder, She Wrote. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think of a more recent one. I guess Bones. But Bones was, what did she do? She knew all about Bones.
Never saw an episode of Bones.
Well, let's piece it together, like detectives.
Oh.
She knew about Bones. And so she'd be called upon at a crime scene that's
a forensics type person.
Bones, look at this. What do you make of this?
Haven't you ever thought that it's strange that the word forensics not only means investigation of like dead people, but also funny speechifying?
Yes. I never understood.
Always really confused me.
I never understood.
Why is debate and speech called forensics?
I don't know. Because they're
similar. Because they kill if they're funny? I don't know.
Because Quincy was very dramatic.
Oh.
Medical examiner.
Dating yourself, Burnt.
Well, look. I'm a man of a certain age. I'm trying to figure out what Bones is. I'm trying to stay current.
Sorry. Wasn't she sort of one of those quirky types where she's got like some sort of
autism.
Yeah, disorder or something that helps
like that.
Her be really good at Bones.
She's very good at Bones. So many murders involve Bones where they say, hey, Bones, take a look at this. Notice anything weird about
Bones
these Bones?
Was the name of the
He was a doctor as
doctor,
well.
Yeah, Bones.
He was a doctor as well.
Okay. You got a post?
Yes, I do. This comes from Oscar. He writes about Club TG, which is a bar that many people used to frequent back in the day. Mm. Went out of business, mm-hmm. came back into business.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was they were going to restore it to its former glory.
Okay.
Supposedly they did that. I have not been in myself.
Right. I didn't know this.
Here's what Oscar writes. My wife and I thought we'd have a drink to celebrate the end of the week and decided to try the renovated Club TG. I wasn't quite finished with my cocktail when the bartender took it away. I said, hey, I'm not quite done with that. Instead of apologizing, he looks at the glass and says, looked empty to me.
Oh.
I said it wasn't. So he puts it back down and proceeds to give me more attitude. I guess we don't fit the young hipster clientele they're seeking. Anyway, they won't have to worry about us darkening their door again. Well, I would say if you're using a phrase like, we won't darken your door, you
God,
definitely don't fit a
Passover.
Young clientele.
Jesus.
It is almost like the Club TG bartender dipped his fingers in the not finished
in
drink and wiped it on the door
That's
frame
right.
to message those people, stay away.
That's right. And Burnt, what a fun pronunciation of clientele.
You know, I feel like I saw that in a movie or a TV show once. Clientele. And it resonated with me. It stuck with me.
I like it.
That's how I see it every time now. Clientele.
I understand. I have words like that. I totally have words like that that I see as one thing, and I know that there's something.
Give me
else.
Three.
I knew you were going to ask me for three. Unbelievable. What a dirty trick, Bern.
It is a bit
of a dirty
that
trick.
That is a bit of a dirty trick, but go ahead.
Okay. Chinchilla, seltzer, and brick.
Oh, okay. Now that's how I hear those words all the time. And when I see them, that's how I say them. Mm-hmm. So for you, mm-hmm. How do you interpret those words?
Chinchilla. I want to say that. For some reason, I don't know why.
Maybe because it's 1,000% more adorable.
Maybe. Chinchilla. Also chinchilla. Would work. Chinchilla, I could understand.
Chinchilla. Mm-hmm. Chinchilla. Mm-hmm.
And what was the other
seltzer?
One I said? Oh, yeah. Well, I find that I don't want to pronounce that. This is because of the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Yes.
Remember that band?
I do.
Always
of course
say Setzer.
I do.
I always say Setzer. I just get rid of the L. I don't know why.
Setzer.
Setzer. Well, just give me a Setzer.
Do you think he's become more famous than Seltzer?
Possible. Mm. He's just he's on the collective conscious more for me than Seltzer. Plus, I don't
Absolutely.
Like Seltzer.
I don't like Seltzer either. I don't understand. Let's have a little Seltzer sidebar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because people
Seltzer
love this
to me,
Spindrift and this.
They love
and this,
all these things.
LaCroix. Oh, speak of another word that I don't know how to fucking pronounce.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to get too upset.
That's
you know
all
what?
Right.
We should have an episode at some point where we swear a lot.
Absolutely, we're allowed to curse on this.
Okay,
thing.
Okay, we'll get.
We
to
should
that.
Take more advantage.
We'll,
of
we'll get to it.
Absolutely. I feel like seltzer is, especially these flavored seltzers, they're tricking you into
right.
thinking
that you're having some sort of go.
It's just like seltzer that something that you pour it into a glass that used to contain something else. That's what it tastes like.
Oh, that is such a good description of it.
It's like
here's a dead memory of lime.
Yes. Oh, was there a more interesting drink that used to be in this?
That's
can?
Yes. It's the backwash of drinks.
It's the backwash of drinks.
Oh, God Almighty.
And brick. How do you say that?
Brick, like the song.
Like the Commodore's brick house.
Correct.
So when you just see the word brick by itself, in your mind, it's
well,
brick.
Well, that one's fun because it's like a little joke. Actually, Doug started it because, you know, every time when, you know, sometimes when your lady passes by, if you like what you see from behind, you sort of go, woo. And our joke, right. Well, he does it
But now he does, yes, that's not any song
that's
that I know.
That's my version. That's part of the song.
So I'll walk brick. By and he just goes,
house.
It's not really. But it's his way of interpreting it. Look, we don't have to get into
Has he
it.
Heard a cover of the song and that's what he's referencing?
Yes.
Because it very famously is not high-pitched.
Have we not talked about Doug's dad band?
I don't think that we have.
Oh, well, he's in
well,
a dad
you
band.
You hear us. Yeah. We're well, called the Daddies.
That, but
yeah, they're called,
you're
the,
called
daddies.
The Daddies.
Yeah,
okay.
With a Z at the end.
I figured.
Absolutely.
And who else is in this band?
Well, let's see. It's Jim. It's Jim Walton from Two Doors Down.
Oh, sure. He used to be in Two Doors Down, and now he's in this band.
Yes, it's
the tribute to Three Doors.
The Three Doors,
sort of
yeah, the Three Doors
down,
down tribute band.
Sort of a step down, yeah. Really. David Knight, the biology teacher at the high school.
He plays the harmonica.
Yeah, lead singer and harmonica.
Lead singer harmonica. Mm-hmm. Oh, like a Bruce Willis character.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And
Stuart Clam. Yeah.
Stuart Clam.
Yeah.
Stuart Clam, who does, well, he's actually does promotions, but he also does keyboard.
Yes.
And you're guitar.
I'm guitar. Mm-hmm. Tambourine sometimes.
Yeah, and you're looking for a bass player, right?
We're looking for a bass player. Do
so
you
there are some because songs where the one guitarist lays out but does play along on the tambourine.
Occasionally we go into like a stripped down section or a call and response
sure.
kind of thing where it's
absolutely.
Just, hey, there's just drums.
They love call and response.
And then I'm slapping the tambourine.
Right.
Yeah.
And the audience presumably is responding to this call.
Yes, they're the response part.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Like uh-huh. what we that? Don't respond to them.
No, you're calling. No. You're doing the calling.
We're doing the
They're
call.
Doing the response.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So your
and
call
I flip
is
my
drums
guitar around so it's on my back.
It's real sexy.
So to indicate I'm not using this at all.
Yeah. That's yeah. just
to indicate
stored,
the section
stored like a sword
of
for later.
Yes, exactly.
Or a bow and arrow.
Exactly.
That's right. It's, like, mm-hmm. it's his weapon.
It's my weapon.
Anyhow, what back to the post.
I think that was it. I think we got through it.
Oh, did we?
Did we not? Let me double check.
I can't remember.
So the bar, these patrons were treated very poorly.
Oh, right.
And this, I will say that this does sound like very rude behavior
to take
a drink for the bartender to come out from the bar because it's a small place, so presumably there's no wait service there. The bartender to come out from behind the bar to take a not quite empty glass is extreme.
I tell you, if I had one drop of my Sovibe still in a glass, I would absolutely go right to the manager and complain about a waiter or a waitress taking that away from me.
No one gets between you and your white wine.
Absolutely. Well, Sauvignon Blanc, let's be clear. Anyone can get in between me and a Chardonnay. I could care less.
Oh, sure. Okay, I see.
Ugh, horrible. Ugh. What are we doing? What are we doing with Chardonnay?
Well, you don't think it's buttery? That's the one white wine adjective that I know.
No, there's nothing buttery about it. It tastes acidic and it tastes quite honest. It looks like a urine sample. I'm sorry, but it does.
What do we got? We got Chardonnay. We got Sauvignon Blanc.
You got a Pinot Gris.
Pinot Gris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or a Pinot Gris.
Oh.
If you want to be really stuck up about it.
Do you know Gris is the sound that a pig makes?
I'm sorry?
G-R-Y. Uh-huh. That's what we call the sound that a pig makes.
You mean Gris?
It's one of the three English words that ends in G-R-Y.
And what are the others?
Hungry and angry.
Oh, there's nothing else?
Nope. Huh?
About hangry?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing,
Well, you know
Doug.
What? That's a relatively new word.
Well, not as, in our house.
As archaic as gree is, that's how fresh and exciting hangry is.
Wow. Well, this is a fun segment. It's all about words.
It did become all about words. Yeah. I mean, that just goes to show you the neighborhood is diverse and so are our topics. Folks, we do have to say goodbye now.
We do.
It's as always, it's a pleasure to visit with you, and we hope it's a pleasure for you to visit with us.
Absolutely. Doug, did you finish up with the pantry?
Oh, I finished up in here. I swept all the peanuts and would you like a white wine?
Yes, please.
Wow, it seemed like he had definitely not finished up in the pantry and then very quickly tried to bribe you.
And you know what? It always works.
Sure.
He knows me.
Why wouldn't it?
He knows me. He knows that after I have it, I won't give a shit about the pantry.
Well, folks, that is it for this episode of The Neighborhood Listen. We will see you next week. And until then,
goodbye.
And bye.